Revolution Radio.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday, 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
All right, good day wherever you are in this world. I hope you're having a great day here listening to Revolution Radio. Everybody asks for this. Revolution Radio. Where the information never sleeps.
I'm merely remarking upon the paradox of asking a masked man who he is.
Oh, right.
But on this most auspicious of nights, permit me then, in lieu of the more commonplace sobriquet, to suggest the character of this dramatis persona. Voila! In view, a humble vaudevillian veteran, cast vicariously as both victim and villain by the vicissitudes of fate. This visage, no mere veneer of vanity, is a vestige of the vox populi now vacant and vanished. However, this valorous visitation of a bygone vexation stands vivified and has vowed to vanquish these venal and virulent vermin, vanguarding vice and vouchsafing the violently vicious and voracious violation of religion. The only verdict is vengeance, a vendetta held as a votive, not in vain. For the value and veracity of such shall one day vindicate the vigilant and the virtuous. Verily, this vicious swathe of verbiage veers most verbose, so let me simply add that it's my very good honor to meet you, and you may call me V.
Are you like a crazy person?
I'm quite sure they will say so.
It's Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern, here on Revolution Radio, and time for Voices on the Wind, with your host, Ivy West.
But the crowd become monsters from the id.
Oh, yeah. We have monsters from the id, folks. And they're out there to get us. They want to get us. This is Ivy West with Voices on the Wind in the heart of the matter, because if your head's in the sand, your tail's a target. And I've got a big show for you. And so we start. We're watching everything. And this is some crazy stuff. I wanted to wait until everybody was on before I announce what I'm about to announce. And all I can say, guys, is that we're in deep trouble. We're in... The deep trouble that we're in is so deep. I don't know if people even know what to do. But we've got to do something. Everybody has to make a difference, whether it's one person. I mean, find something and make a difference. It's all I ask. It's all I ask. It's all anybody can do to try and make a difference. I've been watching the series 1883. It's a It's a prequel to the Yellowstone series. I don't know if anybody watches it out there. Loved it. I finished the 1883. And I'm telling you, the pioneers. You think you have it rough now? I'm watching this show thinking, how the hell did these people survive? How did they make it? They made it with nothing. They didn't have salads and vegetables and all this kind of stuff. They had dried meat, salted meat, and root vegetables. It's pretty heavy duty when you think what they had to go through. And bathing? What bathing? When there was water available, like a stream or a river, but as far as bathing goes, they didn't bathe, and they must have had smelled pretty bad, all of them. There's no deodorant. There's nothing to make you smell good unless you bathed and then rubbed yourself with sage and lavender and whatever the hell else they had out there. You know, I'm just, they had to bring enough to feed the horses because those prairies were dry. They had to bring enough to feed themselves. And, you know, they got one guy got a snake bite. He had to have his leg cut off below the knee. Anything out there, any little slip up, and you're in trouble. Anyways, it was pretty wide opening. It really made me think about everything, about the life that we have now. And if we did have to go back to scratch, so to speak, I don't think any of you could do it. I could barely do it. I don't want to do it. I know, we love our life. We love the way it is. We don't want it to be interrupted. But we've got a clown in the White House, and the circus is permanently in town. And I don't know what we can do about it. It's individual. Individually, you're going to have to do something, okay? So that's the only thing I can say. And so there's a few things I have to say before I get into what I'm getting into, because I want everybody to tune in. I'm giving time for my friends to tune in so that I could tell you what I wanted to tell you. Well, you know, look, people concerned with homeschooled kids being weird when there's literal humans walking school hallways identifying as a cat. Yeah, right. You know, I homeschooled my daughter, and I'm glad I did. So here's some things that'll lighten up just a little bit before I get into the really heavy stuff. Things you say after you're 50 years old. Number one, where the H is my phone? Number two, how did I get this bruise? Number three, isn't that my that isn't my password either. WTH. Four, how do they expect you to read this small print? Five, where did I put my glasses? Look on your head. Six, I don't care if it doesn't look fashionable. It's comfortable. Boy, that's my statement right there. Seven, who the heck is calling at 9:30 p.m.? As if it was so late. Eight, does anyone say please and thank you anymore? Nine, geez, how do you throw your body out of whack just sleeping wrong? Number 10, this scale can't be right. Number 11, WTH is wrong with people nowadays. And 12, why did I come into this room? I'm always doing that. Why did I come into this room? Then I go and do something and a bunch of other things and go back to where I was and then go back out for the original thing I did and forget all over again. Well, it's obvious they lied to us. They said the mRNA gene therapy shots will stop the transmission and stop the spread. However, if the ultimate goal is to establish authoritarianism and top-down control, then scientific and political authorities should continue on their current path without lamenting the loss of public trust. Yeah, we don't trust you. We don't trust you. To mandate the mRNA vaccines, the public was deceived by scientific and political authorities who falsely claimed that the vaccines would stop infection, block transmission, and effectively end the spread of COVID-19. What a bold-faced lie. And this led to a decline in public trust in vaccines. I wouldn't trust any vaccine. I wouldn't take any of them, any of them. No flu shots, no distemper, no shot when you step on a nail. There's ways to treat all of that stuff without having to take their poisons. And that's what it is. Everything that they put into your body through a shot is a poison. All the drugs you take are poisons. You know, pharmaceutical, I'm talking about, you know, I take blood pressure poison too, even though I don't have blood pressure. It was because of my heart. I have AFib and arrhythmia, and they're trying to keep that from me feeling it, because before I used to feel it so bad I'd sit there for 45 minutes and take deep breaths, finally went to the doctor and found out what the hell was wrong with me. So these people lied. So I wouldn't take any vaccines. These are dissenting voices. They were suppressed through censorship, and established expectations were consistently shifted. So you have a global roundtable discussions. They should have been held and broadcast and allowed renowned doctors like Dr. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Death, Dr. Peter Hotez, another piece of shit, and Dr. Robert Malone, love him, and Dr. Peter McCullough, love him, to debate the safety and efficiency of the COVID-19 vaccines for the world to hear. No, they couldn't do that. Open dialogue and debate were crucial for scientific progress on various issues, such as lockdowns, treatment protocols, and school closures, and unfortunately, dissenting doctors' voices were silenced on social media, banned from television and social media, and subjected to media ridicule. And the science thieves, when established theories are critically analyzed and challenged, and while authoritarianism and top-down control rely on suppressing scientific data, the best way for the authorities to rebuild public trust is to embrace an open dialogue and with dissenting perspectives. However, if the ultimate goal is to establish authoritarianism and top-down control, then scientific and political authorities should continue on their current path without lamenting the loss, like I said here, of the public trust. Because that's what these guys have done. We don't trust them. Okay, so it's 12 after. I'm gonna drop this bombshell on everybody. Lee, I hope you're listening. Steve, I hope you're listening. my friend Kyle, I know you said you had, no, not Kyle, it was John. One of you guys said you couldn't make it until later. Whatever you can do to listen to the show, I appreciate it. I do this research for you. Okay, are you ready? I'm going to take a deep sip of my goodness drink. It's no more Green Goddess, it's now goodness. All right, I have held my tongue for a week. I haven't said much on the submersible, but now here it is. Here's the bomb that I'm going to drop. Checking into the chat room here as well. That little submersible, they knew on the first day that they died. Well, how do you know that? Because the Hunter Biden story was more important to hold back. Oh, no. And that's what they did. They held that story back about Hunter Biden and about him being indicted on misdemeanor crimes. They turned into misdemeanor crimes, which were full-on felonies, and the money laundering and all of that. But that's not stopping the Republicans for putting out more. It was found out that he was given $8 something million just on one. Who knows on how much on the other. So all that's coming out. So that's the bombshell that I wanted to drop. Okay, this is Ivy West with Voices on the Wind and the Heart of the Matter, because if your head's in the sand, your tail's a target. Don't be a target. How those people ever went down there in that thing that wasn't safe in the first place because they wanted to bypass safety. Well, there you go for bypass and safety. Look what happens when you're on doing stuff like that. You don't bypass safety. I'm a scuba diver, was. when you go down to those kinds of depth, you have to, when you come up, you can't just shoot up and you can't just shoot down. You have to descend slowly and you have to ascend slowly so that your body acclimates the nitrogen. And there are, you'll get serious bends or your body will blow up. I mean, it depends on how deep you go. In a submersible like that, they had no chance of surviving and coming up from that thing. They were bolted in from the outside. Number one, red flag right there. All right, hang on a minute, folks. I'll be right back. Got to reboot my computer. All right, I should be back now. Give me a shout out in the chat room there, folks. Let me know you can hear me. Would appreciate it. And here we go. Trying to see what the chat room says here, if anything. There we are. Yeah, if only. Ha, Biden in there looking out the window. Love it. Flippy, that's great. We're in. I'm in the chat room. This is up on freedomslips.com.net.org or revolution.radio. And we have great stuff up there. I love the meme. It shows Biden looking out a little submersible. 5x5 or green. Thank you, Comet. Flippy, Don to you too. Boy, everybody's in there today. So, Steve, thank you for telling me you can hear me. And Michigan Goy, Lady Horse, 1957. I haven't seen you in a while. Net Effect, Mayus 12039, Futurist. You can make your fleece. You can make your own handle up when you join the chat room, folks. And you can post comments, ask questions. I'll try and answer them when I see them in between breaks and start, you know, stuff. But really appreciate everybody being here. And, well, what do you think about my theory here that, you know, and I'll wait for people to answer in the chat room here before I leave it and get into the show here. What do you think about what I said? Do you think that's possible? Do you think, I mean, they knew the Navy said, they have listening devices that listen for foreign subs, other nation subs coming in. So they have this stuff that's underwater that listens for this stuff. They heard the explosion or the implosion. That thing imploded. So I don't think, I don't know if they were close to the Titanic. You know, I'm not sure exactly what, but, you know, I think that they held this whole thing back, the story back, so that they could let Hunter Biden's story die down. Well, they say the only thing we have to fear is fear itself and stupid. We should be scared shitless of stupid because there's a whole lot of stupid out there. Did I have a news flash for everybody? There is no such thing as a kid-friendly drag show, okay? I don't know. We have, you know, I think this is so funny. They made Juneteenth, you know, Monday was Juneteenth. It's the day when blacks in Texas learned that they were free. That was June 19th, 1865 in Galveston. But what does that mean today? Well, it's the day when blacks found out that the first Republican president had signed the Emancipation Proclamation, freeing them from the physical bondage of the Democrat Party. It was 2 years later on July 4th, 1867, that 150 of those same black men met in Houston, established the Republican Party of Texas, and the Democrats, in response, established the Ku Klux Klan. Bet you didn't know that, that the Democrats, the demon rats, created the Ku Klux Klan. Basically, what it comes down to is the left wants to control the next generation. and there's no need to worry about other countries trying to destroy us. We seem to be doing a fine job here ourselves. Okay, so I've got a terrific show today. I've got lots of information that I want to share. I've lost my cursor for some reason. What the hell? Oh, how did that turn off? Must have hit the crack. There we go. All right, now I can see things. Well, I thought there, if you folks only knew how much money was spent to brainwash you, you would realize how special you are. You know, so stop being fooled by the illusion of wealth. Big houses, expensive cars, designer stuff, fancy lifestyle is not wealth, it's a debt. Wealth is time, wealth is freedom, wealth is options, and wealth is health. Do you ever wonder why Biden has never offered to settle the war in Ukraine? He can't. They want war and killing. They make huge profits off of it. Look what they've made so far. We sent them $200 billion. What the hell? We could have spent that on our nation, on our poor, on our veterans, on the needy, the homeless, you know, the roads, the infrastructure. And that's why they hate Trump. The war machine's profits started drying up when he was president. So they used the media to foment hatred of a guy that was stopping the killing. And the number one voice against Trump and for the wars was Rachel Maddow, who supports the murder of Russians and Ukrainians by the U.S.-led war machine. And Rachel Maddow is a neocon dressed up as a liberal. She's a warmonger. And if you hate Trump, then you support the killing, too. At least you now know why you were mind-controlled by the media to hate Trump. They need the war machine to continue on. The profits are huge, and they don't care about you. And the biggest scam, as we all know, in life is paying taxes on money you make, taxed on the money you spent, and taxes on things you own that you already paid taxes on with already taxed money. You know, Father's Day, and I was thinking about this because of Father's Day last week. Father's Day and Mother's Day, the 2 days out of the year when suddenly no one is confused about what a man is and what a woman is, right? Right, everybody? I'm hoping, you know. I don't know, Deborah Birx, she crushed lives and our economy with her lies, and she should be in prison. Only patriots and Trump supporters go to prison. So Dr. Deborah Birx admits she manipulated data and altered CDC guidelines to deceive President Trump. Piece of shit. They should be addressed. They should be arrested. This should be addressed. So, shit show Joe. I'm a shit show. Yeah, no one wants me at their midterm campaign events. You think? Well, maybe because you've built nothing back and absolutely nothing is better. You have a record high inflation and a recession on the way. You had a six digit deferments for asthma after 6 years of HS and college athletics. You tried to start World War III. You have assembled an administration of whole incompetent clowns. You've armed and gave billions to people who hate and want to destroy America. You did not end the virus. You've caused a baby formula shortage. You've allowed and facilitated invasion of America's southern border. You've caused record high gasoline prices. And you've ignored hate crimes and mass shootings when perpetrated by non-whites. I have murdered, he has murdered America's energy independence, and he's waged a war on American parents. That's what Joe Biden's done. Here's a guy, you know, that people think that they should vote for. Well, here's why I would vote for Trump. To answer to all of you who would say, I can't believe you would vote for Trump,
I'm not just voting for him. I'm voting against socialism. I'm voting for the Second Amendment. I'm voting for the next Supreme Court justice. I'm voting for the Electoral College and the constitutional republic we live in. I'm voting for the police and law and order. I'm voting for the military and the veterans who fought and died for this country and who were maimed and still are alive and are trying to survive here. I'm voting for the flag that I love. I'm voting for the right to speak my opinion and not be censored. And I'm voting for secure borders. I'm voting for the right to praise my God without fear. I'm voting for every unborn soul the Democrats want to murder. And I'm voting for liberty, freedom, and the American dream. I'm voting for good against evil. And I'm not just voting for one person. I'm voting for the future of my country. So if anybody wants to say something about that, they can. So I started out telling you the hilarious things my mother taught me, and I think you're all going to appreciate this. My mother taught me to appreciate a job well done. If you're going to kill each other, do it outside. I just finished cleaning. So, number two, my mother taught me religion. You better pray that will come out of the carpet. Number three, my mother taught me about time travel. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. Number four, my mother taught me logic. You know, that's how our parents talked to us back then. You can't talk to a kid now, they'll turn you in. I'll tell you what, you'll be eating corn on the cob with no frickin' teeth. If you talk, my kids talk to me like that. No way. No way. And if I ever talk to my father, like, there were two ways to die when we were kids. One was of natural causes, and the other one was talking back to your parents. No way would I talk back to my parents. Are you kidding me? And the kids these days, the parents that let them do that, they're just little criminals. You know, they're just little people growing up to be criminals. My mother taught me logic because I said so. That's why. Number five, my mother taught me more logic. If you fall out of that swing and break your neck, you're not going to the store with me. Number six, my mother taught me foresight. Make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident. My mother never said that to me, but I know other mothers that had to their sons for some reason. Why it's important to have clean underwear, who cares? Number seven, my mother taught me irony. Keep crying and I'll give you something to cry about. Oh, yeah. Eight, my mother taught me about the science of osmosis. Shut your mouth and eat your supper. Number nine, my mother taught me about consortionism. Will you look at that dirt on the back of your neck? Contortionism. And number 10, my mother taught me about stamina. You sit there until all that spinach is gone. Remember that stuff? Oh, yeah, they wouldn't let you get up from the table unless you ate whatever they put in front of you. And by God, we did. And we had to. There wasn't mom getting up and making something different from what the family meal was. Hell no. But these kids today, my friend's kids said she didn't like what she was serving. She wanted something different. And I looked at her and I told her, kid, I said, this isn't a restaurant. You eat what your mother put in front of you. And she did. But her mother didn't tell her that. I did. So they're not really. It's about grooming your kids. Democrats held a fake hearing to investigate a fake insurrection to cover up the fake election of a fake president. That's right. Have you ever looked at what fluoride does, folks? You should look at it. I wish I could post this meme. It eats through concrete and steel, but it's safe to swallow. Don't forget, fluoride's in your toothpaste, your mouthwash, and all kinds of other stuff. Make sure whatever you're using doesn't have that in there. It works upon the will part of the mind. It also is poisonous to the system because it hardens your arteries and your organs and all the other stuff. Well, nobody's commented about the submersible and what I think. I think they held the story, told us that, oh, there's hope they might be alive just to cover up the Hunter Biden story and hope it goes away. Here's something that's going to shock you, folks. Two separate scientists have discovered Pfizer inserted the SV40 cancer gene into the COVID shots. I'm going to say it again. Two separate scientific reports, two scientists discover Pfizer inserted SV40 cancer gene into the COVID shots. SV40 is the monkey virus that they had way back when. Okay, so they stuck that in there. They fear you speaking up. They fear you won't comply. They fear you realizing you don't need them, and they fear you realizing you have the power, and they fear you using that power, and they fear you waking up others, and they fear you living your life without fear. Live your life without fear. And I love the fact that finally Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff, Pencil Neck, Watermelon Head, that's what Trump's got these great names for these guys. I hope he debates. I just sit there and watch the shit show because eat some popcorn and enjoy it. He insulted every single person in the 2016 election, told Hillary Clinton she should be in jail, and he won. I love it. So they voted to censure and fine Adam Schiff. I was kind of hoping for tar and feathers, but okay. So thank you, Mr. President. No war, Middle East peace, destroyed the ISIS caliphate, a strong American economy, virtually no inflation, soaring 401ks. This is when he was president, in case you've forgotten. I hope you wouldn't forget, because I hope you're enjoying your slavery right now, because you're paying for it. You know, soaring 401ks, stock market profits, low gas prices, secure oil reserve, lower taxes, the strong U.S. dollar, secure borders remain in Mexico, low crime. Permanent funding for the historically black colleges, pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal, and don't send them plane loads of cash like Obama did. $35 million in grants for shelters and human trafficking victims, as long as the $37 billion he gave to the farmers. Launched mission to decriminalize homosexuality in nations where it's punishable by death. 4 executive orders to lower RX drug costs. Rebuilt the United States military with over $2.2 trillion of defense spending, including $738 billion for 2020, donated his presidential salary. What is it that you don't like about Trump that he has done? And that's just a little bit of what he's done. Well, all right, I'm going to get into the show now. I just wanted to, you know, say some things. Set some things straight, have a little light humor, because it's ridiculous on what's going on here. And we're witnessing the greatest treasonous, seditious acts that these guys are are doing. The Biden administration. Because these people want to take everything from you. They don't want you to have control of your own life. I don't know. Is it just me, or does it seem like the entire world fell apart when Trump left office? Yes. Yes, they did. So this was a test before COVID-19 virus even came around. They were worried about disinformation, meaning people going against the narrative of the government. They were throwing ideas around on how to contain disinformation, and they even suggested to shut down all social media platforms. So now when you hear Joe Biden and other phony world leaders talk about disinformation, you know where it came from. They're all repeating the narrative from the puppet masters. See for yourself, folks. Go to YouTube and put in Event 201. Event 201. There is also many videos on this, and it was planned, you know, just look for it for yourself. It's a global pandemic exercise. It's on segment 4, communications, discussion, and epilogue video. So it's called an Event 201 pandemic exercise on YouTube. Go look this stuff up. They planned this. They implemented it. They deployed it. So on that Titanic device, so let me get this right. These folks decided to hop into a mini pill called the Titan. It's not even a submarine. It's a submersible device that has to use another device to be able to even come back up. They lower it and bring it back up. Then they can't even get out themselves because they are bolted in from the outside. Then this experimental device isn't even approved. Then if all fails with this device, there's literally no other device that can go down to even retrieve it. Only video devices to try and look for it to see where it's at. Then the device doesn't have the ability to even find the Titanic. It has to text another device who will guide it. Then to even get down there, they basically have to do a free for all drop and hope they don't fall into the actual Titanic and get stuck or hit anything. And you bought $30 Logitech control to operate the machine. You paid $250,000 to do it, so y'all really thought that was a good deal? I don't think so. $250 to see the Titanic and to remain there permanently, priceless. Well, it's not the Titanic, it's the Titan. And I think that they held this story back, that they were dead already, so that they could manipulate the Hunter Biden story and put that on the back burner while everybody's concerned about the Titan and all the people that are in there. Humanity is disappointing. Oh, sorry, Lee. You lost electricity there, huh? Archives. Some of you folks having problems there, you can always listen to the archives. You can always go into the archives at freedomslips.com.net.org and Revolution Radio and go up there and listen to the archives if you can't catch the show. And that's okay. Well, there's a video, and I can't play the video, but an egregious Ukrainian war crimes was exposed by a whistleblower who miraculously escaped assassination. What happened to June? Well, yeah, the false Titanic subsonic, it's much deeper than you think. Okay, let's see what they say. You know, they heard the underwater noises near the Titanic. That's what they say. Really, could there be a more captivating distraction during the devastating summer of 2023 for Team Biden than the globally captivating Titanic subdrama? See? They're already writing about it. And notice the PSYOP took place right as Special Counsel John Durham gave his highly authoritative and damning testimony about the brazen weaponization of the DOJ and the FBI against President Trump and the American people to the U.S. Congress. Yep, after all, everyone on the planet has already been primed for it with lots of predictive programming from the 1997 blockbuster Titanic, starring Hollywood's politically correct Marlon Brando, Leonardo DiCaprio, as well as Celine Dion's voice. And so the insider's rumor racing all over the internet since the very moment that this 2023 Titan submersible incident first strategically appeared throughout the CIA's Mockingbird media is this. Were the five secret researchers on the Titanic sub just taken out because of video proof that it was really the Olympic that was deliberately sunk by the Khazarian banksters? Yep, what am I saying? That's not the Titanic, folks. It's the Olympic, and they know it. They know it. So here's a juicy little story to distract us a little bit here. First, it's very important to understand the true history behind the deliberate sinking of the RMS Titanic. It was a British passenger liner operated by the White Star Line, which sank in the North Atlantic Ocean on April 15, 1912, after striking an iceberg during her maiden voyage from Southampton, England to New York City. So they believe that it was a false flag operation to establish the Federal Reserve. It was sunk on purpose. There's a video. The deliberate sinking of the Titanic is similar to the controlled demolition of the WTC on 9/11. And the shocking truth about the Titanic, and so those who've not viewed the video, the short story is this. It wasn't the Titanic that was sunk in 1912. I've known this for a long time. Just prior to the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, it was her sister ship, the Olympic. And quite similar to the 9/11 controlled demolition where the Twin Towers were taken down because of the building's irremediable asbestos problem, The Olympic was fraudulently sunk because of certain uncorrected structural defects, and also the people who were on board, too. And also, just like the 9/11 false flag terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center, when many targeted individuals were stealthily taken out before, during, and after the assassination black ops, the five targeted sub occupants are very close to being declared dead. You know, they did. They finally said that they were dead. And in the case of the Titanic, there were several very wealthy and powerful key opponents to the establishment of the Federal Reserve Bank, who were deceitfully invited by Rothschild agent bagman J.P. Morgan to take its maiden voyage. In this way, all of those influential impediments to the 1913 Federal Reserve Act were swiftly removed as they all conveniently went down with the ship on April 14, 1912. Oh, really? No GPS on the Titanic sub? Were the sub-mate investigators that close to seeing the evidence that the Olympic was sunk on purpose? Yeah. Well, pretty interesting. And perhaps the most compelling piece of real-time evidence that something is very wrong with this sensational psyops. Everything is a psyop. I'm sorry, but it is. You know, you say, oh, hey, you turn everything into a psyop. I didn't do this. I have critical thinking skills, okay? I do. I still do. A lot of people out there don't. They've been deprogrammed out of them, okay? But, you know, even to me at this point with this thing happening, you know, how were they even allowed to do this in the first place? But yet it was done. And right at the point when John Durham was giving his testimony and Hunter Biden is, you know, and Joe Biden and all the sensational evidence coming out against them, you know. And the rescue fight being waged, you know, between the United States and the United Kingdom. So you have British Deep Sea Survey Company Magellan, it's been blocked by the U.S. officials from participating in attempts to rescue a diving team that has been stranded near the wreck of the Titanic. And there was also this little wrinkle in the plot to prevent any type of high integrity rescue of the sub from taking place. So something really strange happened 10 minutes before Titan's five submates inexcusably died due to gross negligence, whenever two of the most powerful superpowers of the Zeo-Anglo-American Axis are seemingly at odds with each other, it reflects a huge power struggle at the top. Exactly what's going on with respect to this sub search and this rescue operation, it's almost impossible to know. And however, the following analysis puts together what may be the biggest pieces of this puzzle here. So, and here it goes. I did not write this. I'm quoting this right now. Here's the 2000 SOP that was also carried out to dissuade Titanic researchers from investigating. Yeah. All right. So, quote, with the rapid advancement of undersea technologies over the last few years, there has been a significant uptick in deep underwater exploration and tourism, just as we see in the space realm. Because of this more conducive state of affairs, more people want to get a glimpse of the main attraction in the Atlantic Ocean, the Titanic, which is really the Olympic. And this predicament is bringing more and more investigative journalists, conspiracy realists, and revisionist historians and crime investigators to the Titanic crime scene. See, they call it a crime scene. As more curious folks visit the graveyard of the Olympic, the culpable crime families whose progeny are still living today are fearful that this heinous criminal conspiracy will be exposed with hard scientific evidence, proving both the switch and the sabotage. Therefore, the present super drama was scripted for the mainstream media by the U.S. intel community to blast out around the globe as a deterrent to all future curiosity sinkers. See? Well, you can't live by going down in a submersible. Look what happened to those five people. That's what they're going to use. In other words, the primary message of this sub-super psyops is, if you travel to the Titanic's graveyard, it would also become your grave. Unquote. Well, the Coast Guards finally confirmed that they are dead. And they're saying it happened as they were descending. They knew it. They could hear it. They were listening. I think they're all part of it. I think they're all involved. I think Durham got caught as a conspirator in this huge criminal conspiracy cover-up of the D-States Russiagate. I'm going to post this in the chat room. I don't know if this will work or not. but I'm going to try. It didn't work the way I wanted it to, so... There we go. Now you'll be able to see what I'm posting. What's happening over here? There you go. And hopefully, what's this fleece? What did you just post? All right. So I put that in there. And there you go. I know I talk a lot about conspiracies, but you know what, guys? They come true. That's the problem. Everybody thinks, oh, you know, I've run out of conspiracies because the whole damn thing's come true. It's ridiculous. We have homomania and universal dementia. And can the corporate state replace your mother? Are you afraid to send your children to school? Hell yes. And I've said before, when they convinced us that the Arab terrorists and their supposedly hijacked jetliners brought down the World Trade Centers on 9/11, the world controllers were finally certain that they could make us believe anything. I don't know how to fly those 747s or whatever they are, okay? Do you know that you need a certain atmosphere to fly them in, and that's way too low? It's too heavy to fly those planes in. So they gutted the planes, they remote controlled them, and they did not blow up the trade centers. Those steel, I can't remember if it was 2.5 or 4.5 inches of solid steel. They don't melt in jet fuel. I can tell you that right now from all the research I did. Just go back and listen to all the archives of this show. I've given you all the evidence on everything we've ever talked about. So once you believe the 9/11 myth, that was only a short step to accepting the idea that taking an injection that likely would kill you was the best way to maintain your health. So we're trapped in this media-influenced misinformation swoon. The people barely utter a peep of protest on their way to becoming mindless serfs with seriously medical complications, if not fatal diseases. And the mind-shaping atrocities that followed, including a homosexual president married to a man, we're talking about Obama and Michael, law enforcement committing crimes instead of solving them, and the government demanding everyone take a poison injection for the disease that did not exist. This was Nietzsche's vaulted inversion of values in the flesh. It was and is reality turned upside down, and you had to believe it becoming because the government you claim to have trusted said so. Even now, they're creating new laws that prohibit disagreeing with the government, demanding strict penalties for trying to tell the truth, as the January 6th victims will tell you from their enforced exile in the D.C. prison gulag. And I'm not going to get into what everybody got and what Hunter Biden got. It's been all over the news. If you watch the television, turn it on if you want to see it, or go on the internet. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And the population is no longer able to think for itself. Children are taught in schools to obey their teachers and not to question what they've been taught. Likewise, the government now establishes committees to determine if speech is acceptable, and those who disagree are penalized for improper thoughts. It's Minority Report all over again with Tom Cruise, the thought police. They're out here to get you. Yep. And it turns out, as Dubia once told us, it was just a goddamn piece of paper. He's talking about the Constitution. The distant shadow of men we no longer listen to still whispers to our memory. Freedom of speech cannot be limited without being lost. So ask yourself, how long has it been gone? The most profound change is found in the establishment of the homosexual marriage. Sorry for my gay friends out there, but I am reporting whatever the news reports, and that's what I'm reporting, which is leading up to the complete elimination of women and not so coincidentally doing away with their ability to have children. I have a lot of gay friends. Okay, that's their business as long as they don't put it in front of my face or trot around in front of me in their gayness, okay? You can do whatever you like in the privacy of yourselves, but I don't want to see it. Just like I don't, you know, same for heterosexual people. Behave yourselves in public. Okay? Investigation, everybody. Investigation revealed recently that the placentas of women who took the COVID vaccinations are irreparably damaged. That's right. The placenta of women who took the COVID vaccinations, that means that they're carrying a baby if they have placenta, preventing them from ever bearing children. All women who have been jabbed can no longer bear children. Isn't that a neat technique of population control? They're having a very hard time getting pregnant. A lot of people I know that are trying to get pregnant can't, and that have had kids before this and now can't. And as mainstream media scramble to cover up this story, PubMed simply states maternal vascular perfusion with various edemas and hematomas. They're going to replace us with those recruited asylum seekers they just helped cross the border, and you're expected to welcome them before they eventually kill you and take your house. They're not jabbed. They're being given money. They're being given medical. They're being given housing, yours, and and they will do what they're told. And when men decide to become women, females are left with nowhere to go. And because superflux sex toys in the way we live is lived, we are being forced to believe things we know are wrong. Women are being deprived of their right to be women as men decide to pretend to be women, as the transgender phenomenon allows men to become women. And this effect on children is devastating and prevents them from ever having secure thoughts about their own sexual identity, much in the same manner as the Jewish tradition of circumcising male members at 8 days old forever destroys their confidence in the women who birthed them. The unforgivable sin and the overall effect of erasing genders and molding the two sexes into one single class of human beings, it destroys the nuclear family and make government experts the parents of us all. This is crazy. There are two genders. Period. You want to pretend that you're a male being a female or a female being a male, that's fine. But you are what you were born with, whether you're comfortable with it or not. And there's a lot of gender dysphoria, and I understand that. But get your head screwed on straight, you know, and I don't know what to tell you, but I don't want to see it. I don't want to have anything to do with it. You want to have rights? Fine, go have rights, but I don't want them in my face. I don't want to see any drag queen shows. I don't want to know about any libraries, you know, prancing around with these men dressed up as ugly women, by the way. They're not beautiful. You don't see the really, really beautiful drag queens doing this. You see all the ugly perverts. This is adult entertainment. It's not for children. The most important duty of a human being is to preserve motherhood. It is the strongest bond of life. It's essential to the preservation of any species, which is not among the current priorities of the U.S. government. Look, they want to be your parents. Love has nothing to do with it. Take a look behind the veil of most Washington bigwigs and you'll find Epstein manufactured dirt among other ugly things. And no matter how many male cabinet members like Pete, I can't say this, can I? Pete Buttigieg pretended to be breastfeeding their children. Male homosexual partners have only one objective in mind when they adopt male children. Sexual abuse. Sorry, but there's more than you know. The stuff I can't get into this. They're mutilating our children, both mentally and physically. And the amputation of penises and breasts to alleviate typical teenage angst is the sweetest sadism to those globalist maniacs, because that's what they are, they're maniacs, who have contrived everyone and have convinced everyone and contrived the world has too many people in it, thereby justifying the Talmudic commandment to kill all the non-Jews except for the stratum of mindless peons which Hebes want to keep around to perform the unpleasant tasks of life, like wiping the asses of billionaires. You know, and it's gratifying to see all these commercial interests failing, like Chick-fil-A by abandoning the Christian ethics in favor of the woke psychosis. Parents are becoming alert to these superstitious homomaniacs lurking in the playgrounds of immoral corporate merchants and left-wing lesbian teachers propagandizing vulnerable children to change sexes but keeping this dastardly deed secret from their parents. Yeah, you don't have to tell the parents. If you tell your teacher you think you're a guy or a gal, the opposite of what you really are, they'll go to all lengths and measures, trend, and take the shot without even your parents.
Junkie, I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Number one listener-supported radio, the printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition 1. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We'll never surrender.
The original machine had a base plate of pre-famulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two swerving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marzal vanes. So fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft, that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal Lotus O deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator. Every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the grand meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet. All right. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Thank you all for staying tuned here with Voices on the Wind and the Heart of the Matter. This is Ivy West, because if you don't if you don't know what can hurt, you know, I'm sorry, folks, if you're not able to understand those things out there that can hurt you, you know, if you're not knowledgeable, you can be in big trouble. And the reason I'm talking about this is because it is knowledge, okay? They want to be your parents. Like I said, love has nothing to do with it. Is everybody going crazy? Well, it's social sabotage, you know? And sexual perversion of the highest or lowest order that signals the destruction of our public education system when parents can no longer trust the schools they send their children to or their law enforcement creeps who target parents trying to remove pornographic propaganda from the libraries of their elementary schools or having their daughters raped by psychotic transgender posers lurking in middle school restrooms with the approval of the local judge. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. And the ultimate purpose of homomania is to deprive women of their psychological legitimacy and steal from them their exclusive ability to birth children. There aren't any males out there that can have children. Sorry. If you're not menstruating, you don't have the ability. I don't care who you are. I'm saying if you were born a male, you do not have the ability to birth a child. Okay? And this push is really about destroying the natural motherhood. And with this removable, the race of beings created in laboratories will no longer be human. They will have achieved their objective by turning us all into robots, with the fate of the female gender to become recreational playthings to be raped and eaten, of course, and paraded for show. And the essence of humanity has always been motherhood. And that essence has now been reconfigured into an artificial shell of a person no longer able to generate independent thought. It believes what it is told. And turning children as sex addicts forever skews their attitude towards they seek to hide in an affliction that controls their thinking. Sex addicts can never become objective human beings, seeing political and psychological subjects in an objective way, because they are permanently addicted to satisfying their latest sexual desires at the expense of being able to see their own addictions as impediments to rational objective thinking. They're forever broken. They can't be fixed. And so does everyone go crazy? This universal dementia? This is where we wind up if we continue to believe men can really become women and vice versa. It's only, look, I don't care if you want to be gay. That's fine. Don't parade it in front of me and don't tell me black is white and white is black. Okay. It's only possible when the clearly defined false fantasy of pretending the reality of transferring your biological sex to the opposite pole is a healthy thing to do. And remember what these, even some of my gay friends that I had lunch with the other day agree. You know, they think it's horrible, this drag queen stuff. And they don't believe that it should be in front of kids. This is adult stuff and should be with adults. And no matter what these gay shrinks try to tell you, their professional opinions are positively warped by the perverted power of their own private parts. And the Christians are definitely right about the act that participating in these dark atrocities deserve the absolute worst of what justice can provide. Whatever their justification, they are profiting. Look, they're profaning the beauty of life, which perhaps they cannot actually see, and they're profiting off of it, too. And here's the facts of life. Two sexes, one love, no pronouns. And we may not have a sane and normal society in which homosexuality is accepted as sane and normal. The 1973 decision by the American Psychological Association changing the social status of homosexuality from behavioral illness to an alternate lifestyle must be reversed, okay? They're downgrading the status of women. and the next step in the sabotage of healthy human society has already been proposed, changing the label from pedophilia to minor attracted persons. You're attracted to minors, okay? You perv. This is a faulty, deranged, and dangerous proposal to saying the world is overpopulated as an excuse to mass murder populations, first by proposed by the Jewish Club of Rome in 1973 and put into effect by the Gates-Fauci COVID plandemic of 2020. Any society that murders its own species is irrevocably doomed, and that's where we are now, on the brink of species suicide. And this and the picture of life in the U.S. is far different today. No longer does the community work to protect children. Instead, institutions uphold and defend the civil rights of sexual deviants to corrupt them. And what the leading offenders are gay activists, you know, they have a long list of eager accomplices and enablers. Business, government, the medical profession, the media, the entertainment industry, schools, even the churches sing in the gay choruses. And the outcome is the sodomizing of American culture, a tragedy for all, but especially the children. And one of the greatest influences in perverting the culture was Dr. Alfred Kinsey, whose 1984 book, Sexual Behavior in the Human Male, became the source for the fraudulent claim that homosexuals account for 10% or more of the population. Hogwash. And according to researchers, Dr. Judith Reisman, Ph.D., Kinsey's percentage was seized upon by Harry Hay, the father of the homosexual civil rights movement, who urged that homosexuality be seen no longer as an act of sodomy, but as a 10% minority class. And today, scores of homosexual activists cite Kinsey as the man who made the homosexual movement possible. Like I said, I don't care. If you're gay, I don't want it paraded down the street in my face. And Kinsey used criminal sex deviants to generate data applied to the entire population of normal males, and his pseudoscience was agenda-driven, and when he didn't get the results he wanted, he made them up. Kinsey himself was a seriously disturbed individual who, as Reisman says, foisted this hoax upon a trusting and moral American people, and two, sadly, the medical profession has used Kinsey's phony research promoted by the American Law Institute to make depravity respectable. I don't think so. And the sodomizing of America was carefully orchestrated from Kinsey, whose goal was to reform of attitudes towards deviant sex, to homosexuals today working in silence, criticism through hate speech legislation, and a shift in strategy that hastened the transformation happened in 1989 with publication of Marshall Kirk and Hunter Madison's book, After the Ball. It openly describes what they themselves called a conspiracy to recreate America as a gay mecca. And you don't think it's true? Look what's happening. And their attack was three-pronged, using decentralized jamming and conversation to achieve total acceptance of the gay lifestyle as normal and good. Well, the ultimate goal, however, is conversion of America from disapproval of depraved to warm regard for the gay community and their disordered behavior. My gay friends know how I feel. Okay? You can do what you want, but you're not going to do it in front of me. It's a mind control method, folks. It leads to externally controlled humans being controlled by their programmers and controlling the lives of those who seek your assistance. Males becoming females curtails overpopulation. Sexually replacing partner bond is only deceiving ourselves and guarantees inauthentic relationships. An elimination of females terminates the possibility of nuclear families. When parents are replaced by the government, the need for one and one lasting relationship becomes meaningless. Therefore, families would never form. And in a healthy world, love of parents and children can never be replaced by the enforcement of love of government. And choosing a life partner on the sole basis of sex means relationships will not last, further destabilizing the family structure. I don't know. Like the globalists, they can't be trusted as they try to convince everyone they meet that they're something that they're not. I just have a very strong opinion about this and what's happening to the kids, okay? And what's happening to our nation quickly. This stuff isn't, slowly. These guys are on warp speed. you know, the Gay Pride Month and, you know, all of this other stuff. It's insane. In the meantime, the U.S. government is funding invasion camps in Central America. And Michael Yuan did an exclusive interview on this. The United States government is secretly funding the migrant invasion camps in Panama. You've heard about it. It comes across the Darien Gap there. You know, where hundreds of thousands of foreign nationals, mostly military-aged men, have been staged, processed, and transported to the United States to take their positions across the country. What are they taking their positions for, you ask? Well, this invasion of America is not being reported by the CIA-controlled lamestream media, nor is it admitted by the Biden regime that's helping carry it out. But this is an actual invasion and occupation of the continental United States of America by enemy forces that mean to topple the U.S., seize its territory, kill its citizens, and claim its bountiful natural resources. Yikes. You don't think it can happen here? Well, it is happening here. And they've been doing it in front of everybody's eyes and nobody, I mean, come on, people. You need to stand up and do something because this is insane here. The United States government is secretly funding the migrant invasion camps in Panama. And one such camp is called San Vicente near the Darien Gap in Panama. And former Special Forces operator Michael Yon has toured the camp, revealing a sprawling, ever-expanding network of invasion infrastructure that's being directly supported by Homeland Defense Secretary Mayorkas, as well as other key members of the Biden administration. These people are criminals, outright criminals. And through these U.S. government-funded camps, hundreds of thousands of foreign actors are being planted across the U.S., ready to receive orders for an attempted Marxist revolution that would demand the mass murder of U.S. governors, senators, mayors, chiefs, police chiefs, and any citizen that resists the takeover. You better learn how to defend yourself, hand-to-hand combat. You better learn how to wield a weapon, whether it's a gun, a bow, an axe, a knife, whatever it is that you chew, even a slingshot. You know, you better learn how to use some of this stuff because these guys are war ready. These migrants coming across that are military age boys that are men now are ready to fight. They've been fighting their whole lives from where they came from. So fighting to take over and take your homes from you is nothing to them. They will do it in an instant if they're told they're being allowed to. They will do it in an instant and have already. And this invasion of America is not being reported by the CIA-controlled lamestream media, nor is it admitted by the Biden regime that's helping carry out. But this is an actual invasion and occupation of the continental United States of America by enemy forces. That means to topple the USA, seize its territory, kill its citizens, and claim its bounty of natural resources for themselves. We are living in a war zone. The enemy is taking up key positions across the country right now. All you men, come to arms. Everybody get ready because these people, they're preparing to launch its final assault that will take out the U.S. infrastructure and leave this nation in ruins. And the other countries are just waiting to come in and take over when this happens. Meanwhile, Americans are asleep, believing their nation is somehow invincible, even as it's being overrun and the enemy isn't even being challenged at the border. They're being welcomed right in. So Michael Yon sounds the alarm and you know, Ocean Gate Submarine Company went woke and fired the white guys who could do the math.
Well,
we know what happened to them. It's the perfect metaphor for sinking civilization of the West, where woke is more important than merit. U.S. hospitals start to restricting medical procedures due to climate change. Total government control via CBDCs, that's the central bank's digital currencies, will disallow you from buying food, fuel, transportation, and more if you don't go along with their agenda. Greta Thunberg predicted we would be dead. We would all be dead by now. Climate cultists and leftists are obsessed with imaginary threats while ignoring real threats. And Google Earth erases all images of the invasion camps in Panama as cover-up continues. They're covering up. And Google is complicit in the invasion and occupation of America by illegal aliens who are mostly military-aged men. What do you think about that, huh? Now, I was watching The Blacklist. There's only a few left of them. I love that show with who I think is an incredible actor. You know, he's one of my favorite people to watch, especially in The Blacklist. I loved him in Boston Legal because he was so crazy and funny. And yet The Blacklist, he does a terrific job in that series as the leading criminal of the world, you know, Raymond Reddington. And it's such a great show. And in it, they had on there something that they had all, I won't say the story, the episode story, but basically they got infected. And the infection only adopted to your body whatever comorbidities you had. If you had allergies, it heightened that to where you would have an allergy attack and die from the allergy. Or if you had something else. James Spader is one of my very favorite guys that actors. And they did such a beautiful job, but it was very revealing in the fact that they didn't have to kill you. All they had to do was infect you with this and allow your immune system to kill you. Each person had a different symptom from whatever comorbidities that they had. And I found that to be interesting because that's exactly what they're doing, well, with this COVID-19, the new Arcturus strain of COVID-19, it resists antibodies and it spreads rapidly across many countries. So that's pretty interesting. So there's a new strain of COVID-19 out and it appears to resist antibodies and can spread more rapidly. Well, after watching this, because my departed friend Jordan Maxwell taught me that Hollywood is always doing one of three things. The old magi used to work their magic upon the masses with a wand. And that wand was Hollywood. It was a wooden wand. And Hollywood is still working its magic upon the masses. It's always telling you what it's doing, what it's going to do, what it's done. And I like watching movies and things because I learn a lot from them. And in this Blacklist episode, really opened my eyes to what's going on. They don't have to give us a virus. All they have to do is give us that thing which causes our own bodies to use whatever deficiencies we have in our bodies against us. So that was pretty interesting watching that and realizing, well, that's what they're doing now. So this Arcturus strain, you know, it's been under observation and they're telling us that monoclonal antibodies no longer work against the Arcturus strain. What you had to do in this episode is you just had to quarantine yourself for some time until it ran out. It had a time frame on it, you know, where it was only active for 12 hours. And then after the 12 hours, you were safe to go out among public and germs where they wouldn't get you and things like that. That was in the Blacklist episode. That's not what's happening in real life right now. So they're saying that this monoclonal antibodies, which is what Trump got, once effective against the XBB lineage, have now lost their broad efficiency. Well, all hope is not lost, however, folks. They recommended the use of ivermectin to prevent Arcturus. According to him, ivermectin, much maligned by the mainstream media establishment, everybody should be taking ivermectin. Number one, it cleans out the parasites. It's a vermifuge. It cleans out the worms and the parasites, and it also kills cancer, which is caused by parasites. So it's much maligned by the mainstream media established. It helps reduce the chances of infection. So ivermectin is a fine thing to take, okay? It's not bad for you. It won't hurt. And they're talking about ivermectin was not promoted initially due to commercial interest favoring the COVID-19 vaccines, of course. You know, we still found ways to get the ivermectin and take it. We all did. So just saying here, folks, that these people are just out of their minds. That's all I can say. They have just really lost it. And so now the U.S. government is funding an invasion camps in Central America, and they want to bring it through and bring it to you and coming right in. This is just terrible, absolutely terrible. And that's where they have us. And people are going, we don't know what to do. What can we do? So I want you to imagine for a moment a future world in which everything we now know about functioning and surviving within the economy is completely upended. This world has gone fully digital, meaning people live with a cashless society where physical monetary interactions are abandoned or prohibited, replaced by CBDCs. All transactions are tracked. Nothing is private any longer unless you are operating as a criminal within a black market. By extension, production is overtly suppressed and micromanaged. Small businesses are a thing of the past, and only a select group of major corporations working directly with the government are allowed to operate. It's not just that cash is outlawed and that everyone must rely on a digital ledger. The very data pathways and networks that we use to transfer funds are also controlled, much like the SWIFT data network. The globalists have the ability to lock down internet payments, individual accounts, and business accounts, and deny people the ability to move funds from one place to another. It's already happening now. There's a soft coup happening now. Okay? And they changed this from green goddess to green goodness. How stupid. I'm drinking my fruit juice. In the meantime, folks, the AI-based monetary system sifting through millions of transactions every minute, searching for anomalies. The algorithm is designed to identify anyone who has found a way around the data tracking, people who want to remain anonymous. The internet still exists, but it's a shell of its former glory, and the population uses it regularly to complete necessary tasks and to research information, but data providers are severely restricted. Cryptocurrencies are not an option as an alternative to the CBDs because training them online immediately sets off red flags for the AI in the sky. Skynet. You know, this is a possibility that we're heading into, okay? And only the government-approved websites are allowed to exist, with extensive rules limiting what they can do and what they can say. AI chatbots provide the public with most of their information, and the globalists control the meters of the chat box, so people only ever hear the news that the elites want them to hear, and that's what they're doing right now. They're cutting it all out. They got rid of Tucker Carlson, really miss him. Jesse Waters is incredible, and so is Greg Gutfeld. And I always enjoy The Five. I watch The Five on the weekends because they come up with interesting subjects, and I love to see Judge Jeanine just go crazy. You know, every now and then, she'll sit up and tell you what she thinks, and I love it. So all the contrary data is eliminated. It's not so much banned, rather, it's just simply omitted from the record until the people who remember it are long gone. That's why they killed off a lot of those old people. They know a lot of stuff they don't want you to know. And it might sound like science fiction here, but all of this technology already exists, and it's currently being tested by globalist institutions, including the Bank for International Settlements and the IMF. That's the International Monetary Fund. And not long ago, during the COVID pandemic scare, organizations like the World Economic Forum, the WEF, began widely promoting a concept called the Great Reset. It was an agenda sometimes whispered about in the banker conferences as far back as 15 years ago, but now the reset was being promoted openly in the media and at Davos. And it's a new economic paradigm, A revolution in which AI runs everything, humanity is relegated to a limited number of vital jobs, and a new brand of technological socialism rules our lives. These people are out of their frickin' minds. They have to be absolutely out of their minds to want to do this and to implement it and do it. And they're doing it because people are just putting up on it. Private property would be cast aside and the populace would live day by day to within a shared economy in which no one owns anything and everything is borrowed from the collective system. Gee, talk about communism, socialism, global Marxism, all rolled into one. The reset, or the fourth industrial revolution, as they sometimes call it, would be the start of a new terrifying age of feudalism. It's a return to the oligarch and peasant model, a return to enslavement. Well, we already are enslaved, but you're really enslaved then. I mean, you know, here you just think you're free. There you know you're not free. And the average person will only be allowed to work as a means to survive, never to accumulate wealth for the future. And each peasant's survival would be utterly dependent on their access to the system, which could be taken away with the push of a button. And the primary stepping stone of this dystopian nightmare would be a global digital currency system without a cashless society. The globalists would have no power to enforce the other elements of their reset. But when and how they will implement this monstrosity, and why would anyone embrace it? And the globalists tend to operate in stages of increments. And sometimes they exploit dramatic crisis events in order to frighten the population into compliance with policies that would have taken decades to institute otherwise. We saw this clearly with the plandemic. Most of the reset concepts were revealed to the public during this time, perhaps because the globalists thought that they had it in the bag and there was nothing anyone could do to stop them. This is even included a consistent talk of cashless system to prevent the spread of COVID on physical dollars. Unbelievable, folks. But COVID, with its tiny infection fatality rate, failed to frighten people enough and the opportunity fell apart. Today the question is, when will they try it again? I think they succeeded in a lot of it because a lot of people obeyed the lockdown, obeyed the vaccine passports, obeyed all of this stuff, and taking the vaccines and the booster. And the masks. I told you, I don't wear a mask. I never have. Only in the most important places, where when I went to the hospital, I had to wear a mask going in. But once I was in the bed, I didn't. How weird. And most global organizations consistently mention the year 2030 as their timeline for finishing the numerous projects they have in place, including the Great Reset, along with multiple climate and carbon tax goals. And the WEF calls it a social contract to transform our world by 2030, and the UN simply calls it Agenda 2030. Look up Agenda 2030, folks. It'll scare the hell out of you. For those of you that don't know what this is, look, I think you're pretty much informed with this radio show. If you folks listen to my radio show and the things I talk about, you have to be somewhat awake, okay, to understand the things that I say and why I say them. So this means the establishment wants to have their control grid in place within 7 years or less. Hello? That's going to fly by. That would be impossible without a bone-rattling crisis of epic proportion. They're coming up with something. And first, they would have to introduce a number of future mechanisms as a trial run. That way, when disaster does occur, the public will be acclimated to the solutions that the elites will ask them to adopt later. And in the case of digital currencies, crypto has already received wide exposure in popular media, and most people don't own crypto, and hardly anyone uses it, but they have all heard of it. CBDCs will likely ride the crypto wave and will be presented as a far safer and more stable crypto option. Yeah, where the government controls you and everything in it that you're a part of. And for now, Australia seems to be the primary guinea pig for the fielding of the CBDCs to a large Western population. Their pilot program is set to finish this summer, and international transactions have been accomplished using the EOD unit. And though they have not revealed when they might introduce the currency to Forex markets or the citizenry, the point is the system exists and can be copied and adopted by any other nation, and they're going to implement it. And at the bottom, globalists know that countries like America will not accept a full cashless system without a complete collapse of their existing currency and economy. And that's what they're aiming for. That's what they're counting on. That's what they want to do. And it's not just going to happen otherwise. And I have doubts that Many Americans will accept such a system even after the collapse, and the majority of Americans, 59%, say that they like to have cash with them for various purchases. I always carry cash on me. I was told the other day when I went in to get pancakes at the Koa House, they don't take cash anymore. I said, well, I guess you're not having my business today, are you? You know, and she says, well, you know, we'll take it under the counter here. You know, it's the corporations and the businesses that are doing this. The people that work in them are people like we are. You know, they don't like this any better than we do. And even though the Western consumers make payments more often with bank cards, they still enjoy having the physical money when they want it. And the implications of that intricate digital surveillance of every single purchase and transactions of fund is not lost on a large portion of the population. People know that if they give the government a telescope into their wallets, eventually that information will be used against them. Everything you say will be used against you, just like in court. Take away the option. My law professor taught me that. He said, shut up. Don't say a thing. And don't make statements. So take away the option of anonymity and millions of people will resist even if they have nothing to particularly to hide. And conversion, look, it doesn't matter. They always find, a crime to fit you to if they want to get you. And so conversion to a cashless system would require calamity in force, a full spectrum crisis throughout the U.S. and much of the Western world in the next few years. And they're planning it too. And along with another few years or more reconstruction to bring in the CBD mechanisms. I don't know. The way I'm seeing things move quickly, I think it's going to be a whole lot faster than that, because the small business would have to be removed from the picture, leaving only major corporations, which could then refuse to accept cash as a means of payment for customers. This would be one method of expanding the cashless system, along with outright government confiscation of physical paper. I was a Visa MasterCard systems analyst. I went out there and crunched the numbers for businesses and set up their credit card processing and debit processing systems for them. In 2000, they had a program that they were instituting in foreign countries like the Philippines and others that were cashless society, and that they were initiating these global programs way back in 2000. And we had to go out there and talk about everybody using debit cards and getting the merchants to take the debit cards and stuff as instead of cash. So the Global 2000 initiative was for cashless societies and these cards and the way, you know how you're running and it shows the guy comes in and hits it with his card, buys whatever and leaves. Doesn't even have to do a transaction with the teller or the person at the cash register there. So, and there's another blunt way to push Americans into the CBDCs that the globalists seem to be expediting. The death of the dollar. The world reserve currency status, and only 5 years ago, skeptics argued that the dollar would be king for many decades to come, and it would have been if Biden didn't, if the globalists didn't steal the election and take over the world, because that's what they did. They did it on 9/11. They locked down the planet. They did it with the presidential election of 2020. They were shocked that Trump got in, and Trump showed the world what could be done. Although everybody, the whole world was against him, not the people, but the governments and the minions were all against him. He still prevailed. He still stood strong, and he's still there for us. He has nothing to gain. He has all the money in the world that he needs. He loves America. He loves this country. He loves the people, and he wants us free again. He has children and grandchildren. So if we take the globalist timeline of 2030 as an effective limiter, this would mean that another crisis even more pervasive than the COVID pandemic would have to take place soon in order for the elites to get what they want. The longer they wait, the more people become educated on their agenda and the less likely it will be to succeed. That's what we have to be looking towards. And it's not a pretty picture. It's just not a pretty picture. And we're living in that reality right now. We're living in that reality. It's all over the it's all over Fox News. Our president is a criminal. Foreign nationals made at least $30 million in illegal payments to Biden crime family. You know, And that's what we've got, you know. James Comer revealed that foreign nationals have thus far made at least $30 million in illegal payments to the Biden crime family. And according to Comer, the Biden crime family appear to be engaged in multiple criminal activities, including bribery, influence peddling, and money laundering. And at some point, they will have to be held accountable for these crimes, which constitute treason, subversion, treason, sedition. And this is going to be hard for the Biden to explain. This is not going to go away. And I think eventually the mainstream media is going to start asking the real questions. Well, they know the family was money laundering. They profited off of Joe's influence. And there's more money that they're going to be able to identify. He says that he expects to uncover $20 to $30 million in illicit payments. We'll see. We will see. We will see what these people are up to, because it's no good. It's never been any good. And we're just sitting here waiting for the other shoe to drop instead of doing something about it. I can only do so many things right now, folks. And so doing this radio show and giving you this information, and those of you that can get out and do stuff, please do. Please do. Please do things that you can do. And the sooner we realize that transgenderism is a mental illness, the better off everyone will be. You know, the law of Moses and the sabotage of societies, this is a crippling imprint of insane perfidy. You know, and I think this eventual proscription will include, you know, in some way, all of this, once the majority begins to understand a functional society cannot operate without firm, obvious, and inarguable sexual definitions. Gender is not a choice. It's a psychological reality. Should genders be erased, families will be permanently destroyed. Women will lose their rights to bear children and also enter sports without competing against a male that says he's a female. And we will no longer be the humans we once were. We'll be droids and our parents will be the state. Men who pretend to be women obviously cannot be trusted to tell the truth since they lie about who they are. Hello? And should be ineligible for all positions of responsibility such as judges, teachers, preachers, elected officials. And it seems inconsistent to not have the same attitude about lesbians, but I've always sympathetically regarded them as refugees from the male violence who should not be penalized a second time for their misfortunes. But I know a few, and they're off too. So perhaps you missed it, but way back in 2012, CNN, the criminal commie news network, ran a story suggesting Christopher Columbus, he of the October 12th holiday for his apparent much celebrated discovery of the Western Hemisphere, you know. And then 600 years later, the Columbus Day holiday was opposed by Native Americans because the explorer's arrival began the genocide of millions of indigenous people, and the American Indian movement likened Columbus Day to the German people establishing a holiday to celebrate Adolf Hitler's with parades and festivals in Jewish communities. Well, there's something also I have to say. You know, Columbus didn't discover America. It was America Vespucci discovered America way before Columbus. And that's why America was called America. America Vespucci was his name, in case you didn't know. So on August 12, 1492, King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella, acting after the centuries of typical Jewish crimes, notably usury and swindling, ordered all of the Jews to leave Spain. On the August 3rd, 1492, Christopher Columbus set sail for India and wound up opening the door to European plunder of the Western Hemisphere. This is all history, folks. You know, this is pretty interesting when you take a look at in some of this stuff, you know. And in case you haven't noticed, this goal was achieved long ago. The human society is being destroyed, turned into a mindless collection of cowardly slaves who don't even realize their own enslavement. All because of the law of Moses. It says, make your sons merchants, doctors, and pharmacists, canons and clerks, advocates and lawyers. They didn't want them doing any of the Jewish work. I'm not going to get into the Kol Nidre or any of the other stuff. Look, my research goes very deep. I follow the research. I don't make judgments. I don't make choices. When it's in my face, I will make a comment. I told you, I don't like this stuff in my face. I don't like it in the kids' face. I don't like the teachers hiding information from the parents about their children. And I'm sure as hell glad that I homeschooled my daughter way back then in 1984. And I'm really glad that she didn't grow up with that kind of stuff. And I would be scared to have a child in school these days because you don't know what the teachers are telling them. You don't know what they're being brainwashed with, and it's pretty scary. And I think it's the same old story, right? You know, Tucker and Trump tussle with a neocon war machine, and the U.S. is controlled by foreign demon. That's what it is. And I think Tucker Carlson delivered as important an editorial essay as any mainstream journalist has ever delivered. But with all the public political utterances bellowed out by outraged commenters over the past 150 years or so, and it missed the main point, namely that the U.S. is now and forever controlled by a foreign power. Make that a demonic foreign power, right? And the excited Fox News star described the public persecution of America's exiled president as well as anybody ever by his pinpointing the exact moment of Trump's betrayal of Washington's war machine as an emotional statement he made during the 2016 presidential debate, namely that no one in the American power structure would admit that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, even though they all knew that that was a lie, that there were weapons, which was the false reason that so many Americans, not to mention Iraqis, died in the lengthy, ugly war that never needed to be fought. None of these wars need to be fought. They do it for the money. They do it to get rid of some of the people. And so Carlson's broadcast on Twitter came the evening after Trump had been publicly indicted in a Miami show trial for keeping classified documents in his Palm Beach home and supposedly lying about what he legally possessed. He didn't lie. They were in there all the time looking at the documents. The Secret Service even told him put another lock on the door. The whole place is guarded by the Secret Service. And the irony of it all is that our current and illegal sitting president, bumbling Joe Biden, his confidential documents strewn over his various residence and previous places of employment, 1,850 boxes, with no mention that his careless handling of classified documents is the same behavior for which his White House predecessor Trump now faces life in prison if convicted for the same routine behavior committed by all the past presidents. And the reason for all this contrived uproar, of course, is to block Trump from regaining his White House occupancy in the 2024 election. Are you kidding? All this, all of the shenanigans is pushing Trump forward. He already won the 2020 election. They stole it. They outright stole it. You let the demon rats cover the windows and do their nefarious stuff behind the closed doors and windows. You Republicans should have pushed those doors open and should have demanded to be there. I don't care if the National Guard had to be called out. And judging by the polls and the disastrous record of the Biden in the intervening years, Trump appears a shoo-in to his achieve this objective. Oh yeah, they're throwing Ron DeSanctimonious in, and a majority of Americans not deluded by this mentally ill propaganda spewed by Democrat communist slander that encourages sexual perversion and public violence are eager to see him back in office. Hell yes, we had a better life. The planet had a better life because he's not a warmonger. But as usual, throughout the 20th century, in fact, the underlying issue of all U.S. elections that cannot be discussed owing to the hammerlock control of the globalist media and the financial interests is that there is no realistic candidate for president who is not controlled by the globalist lobbies, which has long controlled all mainstream public dialogue in the Western world, perhaps in the whole world, except for Trump. He's a businessman. He's not a politician. He's a nationalist. He's for our nation. He's a patriot. And ever since poor Cynthia McKinney first revealed some 30 years ago that all candidates must sign a pledge not to disparage Israel, or they cannot receive loans to pay for political advertising from the Jewish banks and all the banks that are owned by the globalists or one way or another, and the issue of the ironclad control. Trump never signed it. This is particularly obvious in today's political lineup, where Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, secretly backed by the Bush family, by the way, conducts his state business literally in Israel. Biden and other Democratic hopefuls like Gavin Newsom are controlled by these globalists. And even, you know, all the candidates. And they're all shackled by the demonic control of the globalist puppet masters, meaning America is not a free country. It's a prison utterly controlled by these globalist interests in all contexts. And this should not come as a surprise to anyone, because the majority of Americans, at least those who get their news from the lamestream sources, believe that the twisted programming that Israel is America's fondest and most realistic, reliable ally. Nothing could be further from the truth, folks. Have you ever read the Protocols of Zion or the Talmud? It's not a pretty picture. In reality, Israel is the enemy of every country on earth, and it's totally corrupted all American institutions. And the horrendous fact that these same maniacs are totally in control of everyone who runs to become leaders of any country in the world should tell you what your future looks like. But if you get your news from the mainstream media, you probably don't have a clue that this is the case. So really, this tempest in the teapot about whether Donald Trump can avoid these newly false charges or whether Tucker Carlson regain his spot as America's most forthright political commentator, as he appears to have already done on Twitter. Yeah, he puts them out on Twitter. I joined Twitter just to watch Carlson. Are really only trivial dramas in a larger tableau that we already have lost our freedom. It has been utterly stolen by the globalists, and we are skyrocketing towards a future in which many more people will die needlessly, and we have already lost all our freedoms and likely will never get them back until we finally realize who is controlling our irreversible slide towards oblivion and slavery. So, who are you voting for this time around, and why are you bothering to do it? No matter who finally gets elected, you can already see the results in the premeditated flames engulfing all of Canada and millions of drug addicts living in tents on the streets of America's finest cities. I don't know. I think Trump is our only hope at this point. There is no other candidate can do what he did, okay? That's what I'm saying. And the most dangerous man to any government is the man who is able to think things out for himself without regard to the prevailing superstitions and taboos. Almost inevitably, he comes to the conclusion that the government he lives under is dishonest, insane, and intolerable. You think? You think? And so it continues. And this entire fiasco, indicting Donald Trump for allegedly violating both the Espionage Act and obstructing justice by improperly handling classified records is merely the latest in a never-ending series of distractions, distortions, political theater aimed at diverting the public's attention from the sinister advances of the American deep state. And don't allow yourselves to be distracted, diverted, or mesmerized by the cheap theater tricks. This indictment spectacle is Shakespearean in its scope. Full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Nothing is the key word here. Despite the wall-to-wall media coverage, this is all just smoke and mirrors, folk. Mark my words, the government is as corrupt and self-serving as ever, dominated by two political factions that pretend to be at odds with each other, all the while moving in lockstep to the mainstream, the status quo. And if you really want to talk about who's guilty of treason, set your sights higher. Indict the government for overstepping its authority, abusing its power, disregarding the rule of law, and betraying the American people. And when we refer to the rule of law, that's constitutional shorthand for the idea that everyone is treated the same under the law. Everyone is held equally accountable to abiding by the law, and no one is given a free pass based on their politics, their connection, their wealth, their status, or any other bright line test used to confer special treatment on the elite. And when the government and its agents no longer respect the rule of law, that means the Constitution, our constitutional republic, or believe that it applies to them, then the very contract on which this relationship is based becomes invalid. And the abuse of power has been going on far so long that it has become the norm. Constitution be damned. There are hundreds, make that thousands, of government bureaucrats who are getting away with murder in many cases, literally. Look at Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. How many deaths do they have around them? Not that many people can die around you, okay, of suicide and other things. Simply because the legislature, courts, and the citizenry can't be bothered to make them play by the rules of the Constitution. And unless something changes in the way we deal with these ongoing and gregarious abuses of power, I've talked about this the whole show, folks, because we have to do something. You can't do nothing. And the predators of the police state will continue to wreak havoc on our freedoms, on our communities, our lives, and the future of our children, the future generations. And so for too long now, the American people have played politics with their principles and turned a blind eye to all matter of wrongdoing when it was politically expedient, allowing the government to wreak havoc on their freedoms and act in violence of the rule of law. And we, the people, are paying the price for it. We are paying the price every day that we allow the government to continue to wage war on the American people, a war that is being fought on many fronts with the bullets and the tasers and with the surveillance cameras and the license readers, with the intimidation and propaganda, with the court rulings and legislation, with the collusion of every bureaucrat who dances to the tune of corporate handouts while on the government's payroll, and most effectively of all, with the complicity of the American people who continue to allow themselves to be easily manipulated by their politics and distracted by their pastimes and acclimated to a world in which government corruption is the norm. It's the nature of the beast. Power corrupts. Worse, as 19th century historian Lord Acton concluded, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And we've been losing our freedom so incrementally for so long, sold to us in the name of national security and global peace and security, maintained a way of martial law disguised as a law and order and enforced by a standing army of militarized police and political elite determined to maintain their powers at all costs, that it's hard to pinpoint exactly when it all started going downhill. But we're certainly on a downward trajectory now, and things are moving fast. And the Republic has fallen. Hello? The deep state plot to take over America has succeeded and are trying to kill us all. And the American system of representative government has been overthrown by a profit-driven, militaristic corporate oligarchy bent on total control and global domination, you know, through the imposition of martial law here at home and by fomenting wars abroad. Even now, we are being pushed and prodded towards a civil war, not because the American people are so divided, but because that's how corrupt governments control a population. Divide and conquer. These are dangerous times. These are indeed dangerous times, but not because of violent crimes or terrorism or illegal immigration. No, the real danger we face comes from the none other than the U.S. government and the powers it has granted to its standing armies to rob, steal, cheat, harass, detain, brutalize, terrorize, torture, and kill American citizens with immunity. And the danger we the people face comes from the masked invaders on the government payroll who crash through our doors in the dark of night, shoot our dogs, terrorize our families, and this danger comes from a militarized henchman on the government payroll who demand absolute obedience, instill abject fear, and shoot first and ask questions later. And this danger comes from a greedy, power-hungry bureaucrats on the government payroll who have little to no understanding of their constitutional limits. And this danger comes from the greedy politicians, corporations for whom profits principle. Consider, if you will, all of the dastardly, devious, diabolical, dangerous, debilitating, deceitful, dehumanizing, demonic, depraved, dishonorable, disillusioning, discriminatory, dictatorial schemes inflicted on we the people by a bench bureaucratic totalitarian regime that has long since ceased to be a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Number one, the Americans have no protection against police abuse. Number two, Americans are little more than pocketbooks to fund the police state. Number three, Americans are no longer innocent until proven guilty. And Americans no longer have the right to private property. Americans have no say about what their children are exposed to in school. Americans are powerless in the face of the militarized police. Americans no longer have a right to bodily integrity. Americans no longer have the right to expectation of privacy. Americans can no longer rely on the courts to mete out justice, and Americans no longer have the representative government. And I haven't even touched on the corporate state, the military, industrial complex, SWAT team raids, invasive surveillance technology, zero tolerance policies in the schools, overcriminalization or privatized prisons, to name just a few. But what I touched on should be enough to show that the landscape of our freedoms has already changed dramatically from what it once was and will no longer continue to deteriorate, and it will no doubt continue to deteriorate unless Americans can find a way to wrestle back control of the government and reclaim their freedoms. I don't know what it's going to take. Indictments, impeaches, elections, that's not going to save us. All right, folks, this is the end of my show here. It's a real betrayal. and we need to do something about it. It's easy to be diverted, distracted, amused by political circuses and entertainment spectacles. But what is far more difficult is face up to the reality of life in America, where we the people are at a distant disadvantage in the face of the government elite's power grabs, greed, and firepower. And the Constitution doesn't stand a chance against the federalized, globalized, standing army protected by the legislative, judicial, and executive branches that are all on the same side. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I appreciate it. This is Ivy West with Voices on the Wind in the heart of the matter. Because if your head's in the sand, your tail's a target, folks. Have a great week. We'll see you next week. Buy food, buy ammunition, buy guns, buy everything you need, because it won't be there in the future. Thank you all for listening. Have a safe and blessed week. Aloha.
Turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
What?
Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny...